We can only imagine the wilderness of Virginia and the pristine Chesapeake Bay that the Jamestown colonists saw in 1607. Although the bay waters teeming with sea life and vast virgin forests are long gone, many of the same types of plants and animals from the Jamestown settlement time remain alive today and are exhibited at the Virginia Living Museum. Come explore the many living exhibits at our museum and use this guide to see these plants and animals through the eyes of the original Jamestown colonists themselves. Everywhere you see a numbered Jamestown icon, you will find a quote within this guide about that animal or plant from an early colonist's perspective. Imagine stepping out into a new continent and seeing many of these wild animals, trees, and fish for the first time, as George Percy wrote of the James River and the surrounding marshlands.
Wheresoever we landed upon this river, we saw the goodliest wood, as beech, oak, cedar, cypress, walnuts, sassafras, and vines in great abundance which hang in great clusters on many trees, and other trees unknown, and all the grounds bespread with many sweet and delicate flowers, of divers colours and kinds. There are also many fruits, as strawberries, mulberries, raspberries, and fruits unknown. There are many branches of this river which run flowing through the woods, with great plenty of fish of all kinds. As for sturgeon, all the world cannot be compared to it. In this country I have seen many great and large meadows, having excellent good pasture for any cattle. There is also a great store of deer, both red and fallow. There are bears, foxes, otters, beavers, musk cats, and wild beasts unknown.